Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has reiterated the Australian government's respect for the independence of the International Criminal Court as it issues arrest warrants for Israeli officials. The ICC, an independent tribunal based in The Hague, was established to investigate, prosecute and try individuals accused of committing the most serious crimes. The court found there are reasonable grounds to believe Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, bear criminal responsibility for intentionally directing attacks against the civilian population in Gaza. In a post to X, Ms. Wong said Australia respects the ICC's independence and important role in upholding international law. Meanwhile, Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Susan Lee, has refuted the court's jurisdiction to act.
I know that Australians would be troubled today to see this targeting of a democratically elected leader who is trying to protect his country from terrorists.
Can I just ask on that ICC comments, do your comments reflect that the opposition doesn't have faith in the independence of the court?
We firmly believe that the court does not have jurisdiction over these matters.
Over the matters of war?
Over the decision that they have made.
The ICC pre-trial chamber has rejected Israel's challenges to jurisdiction, citing it can exercise its jurisdiction on the basis of territorial Palestine, who is a party to the Rome Statute. President-elect Donald Trump has announced Pam Bondi, former Florida Attorney General, and one of Trump's defence lawyers, to replace Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. If confirmed, she will be the third woman to serve in the role after Janet Reno and Loretta Lynch. Bondi is widely seen to have demonstrated her loyalty to Trump during his first term, when she helped with his impeachment defence, and more recently when she repeatedly attended Trump's criminal trial in New York. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz withdrew amid an investigation for sexual misconduct. He denies any wrongdoing. Popular social media platforms TikTok, Snapchat and Instagram are among the sites that will have to ban children younger than 16, with reforms likely to pass Parliament by the end of the fortnight. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the government wanted this action to happen as soon as possible, with the opposition confirming it would work constructively to see the bill passed next week. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says the change could not come soon enough.
We've been calling for a very, very long time that children under the age of 16 shouldn't be allowed to have carte blanche access to all manner of topics on social media platforms. We've seen young boys in grade 3 and grade 4 accessing violent pornography. Let's have a think about what that does to their view of women and their view of healthy relationships as they grow into young men.
Advocacy groups, including the Australian Human Rights Commission, have spoken out against the ban, calling for less restrictive options to achieve the aim of protecting children from harm. Australia would be the first country to have an age ban on social media. And Westpac has become the second big bank to push its forecast for the Reserve Bank of Australia's first cash rate cut from February to May 2025. With inflation lingering and the jobs market proving resilient to high interest rates, several economists, including NAB and now Westpac, have shifted their prediction for the RBA's first post-pandemic cash rate cut to May 20. Westpac chief economist Lucy Ellis says the timing of rate cuts hinges on inflation aligning with the RBA's predictions. She also suggested a delay might necessitate faster rate cuts later. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.